A big day for you tomorrow. You're on Jeopardy, and tell me how this all happened.
How did this all happen? Or okay. So I have been watching Jeopardy pretty much my whole life, and it's always been kind of it's like a big life dream to someday be on the show. And so a couple of years ago, my friends and I started taking the online tests whenever they were offered, never really expecting to hear back at all. And then in January 2015, I took the online test and then got an email 6 months later that I had passed the test and they wanted to bring me in to audition. So I went and auditioned in Kansas City. And then 6 months after the audition, I got the call to be on the show.
And so you've been a lifelong fan, right?
Lifelong, yeah.
Okay, and tell me, I guess you used to watch it with some of your family members?
Yeah, I actually used to, usually whenever I would go over to my grandma's house, I would watch it. She was really into Jeopardy and Scrabble and crossword puzzles and all sorts of mind games. So she would always have it on whenever I went over. Some of my earliest memories, actually. And so ever since then, I have always been into like trivia. I played a lot of Quiz Bowl in high school. And now I do a lot of like pub trivia, I guess is what it's called.
So, what was the experience like once you were actually on the show?
Like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. It was incredible. The contestant coordinators are so cool. They really make the process super easy in terms of like telling us what we need to like bring to the studio, like guiding us through the day. And then just the like being up there on the stage answering questions and like talking with Alex Trebek. It's just it was like everything I'd ever dreamed of and more. So
All right. Well, I guess you can't tell us if you're a winner or not, but where are you going to be
that is
watching?
correct.
Where are you going to be watching tomorrow?
We're actually having a big watch party at the student center. So they've got this big TV and a bunch of couches and a bunch of space. So my friends and I are all going to go hang out, watch me on TV. Should be fun. And then we're going to have it on the DVR at the house where I live at for forever. So many rewatches.
Very, very cool. So, what was Alex like?
Alex is pretty awesome. Obviously, he's been doing this for a very long time. So he is the foremost authority on pretty much everything. I mean, he doesn't like, obviously he doesn't like get the questions or the answers till the day of, but I mean, you can tell that he like he's been over this material before. Like I don't know. It's just I guess as much of an icon like he is like as the show itself. So that was very cool. He has a super dry sense of humor. So whenever he was answering audience questions, that was always hilarious.
And what were some of the categories you had that you were nervous about?
I'm actually not allowed to reveal what categories were on during
Okay.
the show while I was taping, but I can tell you in when I was preparing, I knew that my major blind spot was geography. So I did so many Sporkle quizzes. I memorized all the world capitals, where they are on the map, bodies of water, forever, mountains, everything. I knew that that was like my major weakness, and I knew that Jeopardy loves their geography questions. So I knew that I had to beef up on that if I was going to have a chance.
Okay, great. Anything else you want to add we didn't talk about? Anything about your experience?
Just really encouraging. If anybody watches the show and likes it, like take the online test whenever it's offered. It's fun, it's free, and I mean, you might be surprised. Like there are so many people who take the test every year, but it's still like if you love trivia, if you play pub trivia and you really enjoy it, like it's definitely worth taking the time to take the test because you never know.
Would you like to replace Alex one day as host?
What?
I said, would you like to replace Alex Trebek one day as host?
Oh, so that actually, that's a very good question. I actually, my dream job would be to be one of the question writers. They've got a panel of 5 or 6 writers from all over. Like they'll hire like television writers or hire people who like specialize in trivia to actually write all the questions. So that would be my dream job. Being trivia could be pretty cool, but I think being one of the actual question writers would be more my bag.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for your time and good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun.
Nice talking to you. Take care. Thanks.